just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. Let's look at 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 14 and following. And upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, and all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Isn't that good? Be not dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Are you going through a certain battle in your family right now as a mother, or as a wife, or as a daughter? A certain battle? It is so hard, you've prayed and prayed about it, you've done everything you could. May I say, stop trying to do anything. Just give it to God and see what happens. Because remember, the battle is not yours, it is God. I could go on and on about that verse, how I had to come to realization with that verse in my own life in the recent past. But I'm reading to you this history, which you can ask for if you call 1-800-JOHN-10-9 and ask for the history that Mrs. Waite's reading on the radio. It's called A Bit of History. And I told you how it all began 47 years ago, and I'm not going to review it. We won't get any place. Because I told you all about that, bad doctrinal statement from the Research Council, King James Bible Research Council, and I really didn't plan to put that in this series, but it just fell in so well. So I want to go on. It's called Voicing Conservative Thought. So it was in the bed of New Evangelicalism that Pastor D.A. Waite, fresh out of the Navy chaplaincy, dug deep into the roots of his biblical understanding and convictions, becoming a separatist. Perhaps he remembered his high school days and the daily news commentators, which were heard around the family's dinner table. His father, chemical engineer Virgil H. Waite, by example, taught his son what it meant to be an American and a political conservative American. Little did my husband know that at that time, his father was secretly working on a project that would win what is called today World War II. Very important project. While in Newton, Massachusetts, remember I told you that's real near Boston and that's where we lived before we came to Collingswood, Dr. Waite recalled searching for truth back in his Dallas Theological Seminary days in Dallas, Texas. We went to Dallas as bride and groom. We were married in August 1948, and we went there, and it was real far away from home, but that's where we were supposed to go, and it was a good time. He remembered the time when he met and shook the hands of H.L. Hunt, my husband remembered, who in those days was the wealthiest man in the world, H.L. Hunt. Mr. Hunt and his son Bunker introduced seminary student D.A. Waite and Mr. Dan Smoot and his Fax Form radio program. My husband was introduced to them. Yes, way back in Dallas, Texas was the beginning of my husband's political conservative forthtelling. How well I remember the opposition. But before I go into that, I want to probably, about the bed of New Evangelicalism, should probably have been up in the other paragraph where I said that Achengay was disgusted with the fundamentalism and its bickering, and he started a more scholarly approach to his religion, and that's what we hear sometimes. That's what I heard, that someone said that this King James Bible Research Council was going to be a more scholarly thing. And I don't know how anyone could have more credentials for scholarship than my husband. He has 2 earned doctorate degrees and a couple masters and bachelors of arts, but everyone looks at differently, and they're from big schools too. They're not from little tiny schools, which is okay if you have a little tiny school, but I'm just trying to say that I can't figure that out. But anyhow, so I told you about how there was fighting when New Evangelicalism was pulled out of fundamentalism, and there was a lot of bickering within the New Evangelical camp on biblical inerrancy, creationism, evolution, the deity of Christ, the virgin birth, and Christ's resurrection, as well as the second coming. And I pointed out last week that this new doctrinal statement from the King James Bible Research Council, which Dr. David Brown said that he wrote, let's see, he's from someplace there in Wisconsin. I can't remember right now. I wrote it down, but I always forget all these things. And it just fell on the floor, I think. Oh, something else fell on the floor. Everything's falling on the floor. Anyhow, there was a lack of creationism and evolution and creationism, so therefore that would bring in evolution in their doctrinal statement. And there's nothing about the virginal birth in their doctrinal statement or about the second coming of Christ. A real lack. So you wonder if it's not going into the new evangelical camp at its foundation. That's just what I'm wondering about. So then in this one, it talks about not only my husband's learning not to be a new evangelical person, not to be in the NAE, but to becoming a separatist. And then he remembered how he met H.L. Hunt, the richest man in the world, and at that time, which would be back in 1948, 49, 50, in that time period. And then my husband remembered his father, who was a conservative politically, and who was very active in really what it was, the atomic bomb. That's really what he worked on. And it ended World War II. That's my husband's father, Virgil H. Wade. And so then we have, now we go into this. How well I remember the opposition. The opposition that we had there in Newton, Massachusetts, to my husband's stand. Our church sign was defaced with red-orange paint, and also a swastika was painted on the side of our garage. Then one night somebody threw a stone through our front window. I remember we had company, and we were sitting in the parlor, and in came a stone. So when we were in Newton, we really were in a battlefield there. As I look back, it was a great training ground, and it made my husband what he is today. Politically, conservatively, separatistly, biblically. It really did. It pulled everything together that he had learned, and he became have the convictions that he has today. Now, so maybe some of you wonder. Now I'm going to read about the cesspool of theistic evolution and political thought. You can ask me for this history, a bit of history, and I would like to give it to you. Did I encourage you to get my mother's book, With Tears in My Heart, for Mother's Day or for any other kind of special gift to a woman? It's a gift of $20, usually it's $25, and $7 postage. And I've read your poems, and you will be very glad. Call 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Okay, the cesspool of theistic evolution and political thought. It was out of the cesspool of theistic evolution and new evangelicalism that my husband became a six-day creation man. It was from the depths of New England. See, and I remember I told you, Dr. Akingay, Harold Akingay, he was the founder of new evangelicalism, and it was right in our backyard. Maybe I should say our front yard when we were in Massachusetts, because Boston was just a stone's throw from Newton, where we lived. It was out of the cesspool of theistic evolution and new evangelicalism that my husband became a six-day creation man. And I remember very well when one of the teenagers in our church asked my husband what he believed in, what he thought about the sub-man theory. And if I recall right, my husband had never heard of that. This place in Newton was a school of learning and having to question yourself. And he would question himself, what do I believe? It was from the depths of New England's constitutional liberalism that he laid the foundation of his conservative constitutional convictions. You may wonder why Dr. Wade looks behind, underneath, and around the news today and discovers what he feels is the political truth of the times. You may wonder why this Ohio boy, my husband, can stand tall when some of his so-called friends make fun of his personal conservative and constitutional views. My husband's Dr. D.A. Waite from Collingswood, New Jersey, from the Bible for Today, in case I forgot to tell you. Some even call my husband a crackpot. Just the other day, someone called him a crackpot. Most unbecoming for that man and to use such language for another Christian. These convictions are embedded staunchly in the heart of D.A. Waite since the days of living in New England, the land founded by our Pilgrim fathers. You may ponder why my husband faces the daily news with skepticism, searching for the truth behind the lies. It all blossomed in Newton, Massachusetts. So then the next part is the beginning of the Bible for today. That's what the Christian organization that we have here in Collingswood, New Jersey. I hope you listen to my husband's preaching. You just have to go www.biblefortoday.org. Oh, I guess it's biblefortoday.org. I guess the .org. Okay, I'll start again. biblefortoday.org. And you go there and you can see what we do. Every Sunday at 10 o'clock on the Brown Box, we have Church Live. But during the week, old services are there, and you can hear. And the yellow box usually has what we did the week before. And then there's other things. You can find the Just for Women program. You can find many things on www.biblefortoday.org. When my husband was a pastor of Faith Baptist Church, which met in a large Victorian parsonage in Newtonville, Mass., at the time, he began a radio program which was broadcast out of a station in nearby Rhode Island. This was during the time period between 1960 to 1965, give or take a year or so. Our youngest son, Daniel, was born in Collingswood in October 1965 after we moved here. We moved here in June of that year, and he was born in October of 65. The program was called The Bible for Today. The theme was the gospel song, "In Times Like This, We Need a Bible." All this was before Dr. Waite began studying the textual issue for which he has become well known around the world today. In other words, the radio program's purpose was to apply the Bible to the issues of the day. This program was broadcast for several years, not only on the Rhode Island station, but also in Florida, and maybe other stations that I can't remember because I was busy being a mother of five children at the time. The program was aired after we moved to Collingswood, New Jersey also, and it was a joy. I think I'm going to sing you this theme song, if I can remember how it goes. In times like these, we need a Bible. In times like these, oh, don't be idle. Be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, God's only Son. Be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. And it was good. When we were here, I'm trying to remember where the studio was. Oh, my husband had a big, on the second floor of that big Victorian home where our church met, the Bible for Today. We had plenty of room. We had big rooms there, and upstairs was he had a beautiful big room office, and that's where he made his radio programs. When we came here, he made it in the fruit cellar in the basement. Well, I see it's time to go, and remember, I'm under God's care, but I ask you, are you? Do you know Jesus Christ is your Savior? Think about it. Answer that question after I go off the air. Bye.
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite. Sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@biblefortoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care. Are you?